Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, September 13th. Woo, spooky. Let's jump right in to YouTube. So over the past few weeks, I've been bringing you the information about the FTC's fine against YouTube. We started out with just rumors. Now we know it is established fact. If you want to learn more, watch last week's video. But now we're hearing the creators are making big changes to their accounts because they're worried about these new policy changes that YouTube is going to make to content focused to kids. Those changes take place on January 1st of 2020, and creators are trying to get ahead of that, hoping that they don't see a big disruption in their earnings when YouTube no longer allows targeted ads on videos that are aimed at kids under the age of 13. Google updated their search quality rater guidelines. Now, these are guidelines for human contractors Google hires to vet the quality of their search results so they make sure that the algorithms they build are having the impact in the real world that they want them to. These new guidelines focus on asking the human quality graders to see if they can figure out who wrote a piece of content or contributed to the creation of a piece of content, and if those people or businesses are authoritative on the topics being represented in that content. Google made a big change this week to something called nofollow. Those of you who don't know what nofollow is, essentially it is a way to tell Google or other search engines that you as a website do not endorse a link or content hosted on another website that you're linking to. This has been used by large websites to sort of keep all the people on their website, all of the search value on their website for over a decade, including YouTube, which is owned by Google. Anytime you try to add a link to YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or these other websites, they actually use the nofollow attribute to keep Google and other search engines like Bing from passing any value down across those links. This week, Google announced that nofollow is now going to become a hint and that Google may or may not respect it. They're going to decide that on their own. They also requested that webmasters and developers consider adding two different attributes instead, UGC if the content is created by a user, or sponsored if the link or the content around the link was paid for by someone to be placed there. After all of this, Google employee Gary Eves, I never know how to say your last name, Gary, sorry about that, clarified that this hinting will also be applied to Meta robots tags that include the nofollow attribute. Google is getting serious about making their own WordPress plugins. I told you last week, or maybe the week before, I honestly can't remember, that Chrome was now natively going to support lazy loading. Well, Google has created a WordPress plugin that will apply this style of lazy loading for your images natively to your WordPress website. Google announced this week that they would be giving more importance to original news reporting, and they've probably been doing that for the past few months. That's going to take place in the Google search results and then also Google News. That means that they're trying to find articles that are the original source for a piece of news and surface those first, not the websites that can come along and summarize or provide other information about that news story. Google also stated this week that their systems are not yet able to determine the accuracy of a piece of content. Yes, you heard that correctly. Google, the company that gives you answers in an answer box, also isn't quite actually sure if those answers are correct. Google officially sunset the old Search Console, or as many of us know it, Webmaster Tools this week. Now, they decided they're not going to replace a lot of the old tools that we used in the new Search Console, and for now, many of those are still live and will be linked from the new Search Console. There is no telling how long they will exist, if they will ever be replaced, or if they will eventually be deprecated. Google Ads has banned all advertisements for speculative or experimental medical treatments. So if you're trying to experiment or prove a new medication, you won't be able to use Google Ads to find participants in your study. Over on Facebook, 8 state attorney generals are now investigating the social media giant. This comes after an announcement where last week, 50 attorney generals in the United States were investigating Google. We now have 8 investigating Facebook. Facebook published a blog post in their newsroom detailing exactly how and why they use the location information in the background from your mobile device. This comes just days before a new iOS is set to be released, which Apple tells us will actually reveal when apps are using your location in the background. It looks like Facebook is trying to get ahead of anything that might upset users by telling them that they automatically find this location when they connect to certain connections, or when they're moving around, they use their GPS to sort of determine where they are in order to help better serve them. Bank of America put a report out this week that says that Facebook app installs are declining 15% and Instagram app installs are declining by 9%. There is no official rebuttal to this yet from Facebook Inc., although I'm sure we will hear something soon. Over on Facebook-owned Instagram, the cybersecurity firm Check claims that fake Instagram accounts are going to cost brands who participate in influencer marketing $1.3 billion this year. An exploit was found on Instagram by a security researcher that would expose anyone's Instagram account information and their phone number. Instagram is aware of this and has supposedly already plugged up the exploit. Over on Bing, we don't hear a lot from them, I know. After the hubbub about Google's no-follow change and deciding to consider it just a hint and not a strict rule, Bing came out and said they've actually always treated the no-follow attribute this way on links. So if you're out there and you've ever thought you saw some sort of ranking benefit out of nofollow links, you're probably correct, at least if that benefit was coming from Bing. Over on Snappity Chat, Snapchat was down for several hours on Monday and people were unable to send each other messages, although they were able to take snaps and send those snaps to their stories. Users can now share music, podcast, and playlist from Spotify to Snapchat. They can do that either via a story or they can do that via a direct message. It's bonus round time! The founder of Yoast, Joost van de Stok, is claiming that the next version of WordPress is going to replace the link rel nofollow on comments with the new rel UGC that Google recommended earlier this week. Yelp added a new feature called Connect, which is very similar to Post on Google My Business. They also updated their waitlist feature for restaurants and say that AI has helped them make a better version of the PubCon, one of the largest and best digital marketing conferences in the world, turns 20 this year. The founder of PubCon, Brett Tabke, did a great interview with Search Engine Journal for their podcast. I highly recommend giving that a listen. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the podcast version of the week in digital marketing so far. I hope you found this podcast useful in helping you keep up with all of the changes happening in digital marketing this past week. If you did like the podcast, please tell a friend about it. If you have any suggestions, comments, or recommendations, please head over to joeyoungblood.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message.